Hey everybody, how are you? This is Chris. This is episode 80 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Welcome back. It's a beautiful day here. Beautiful, not too hot summer day here in, I guess today or tomorrow is the actual first day of summer, but early summer, late spring day here in Virginia. Beautiful day. I want to talk about creative destruction, which is this. I think it's a good idea every once in a while to just go back and talk about some basic economics. You know, I'm not a PhD economics guy. I don't have an economics degree. I'm just some guy, Joe Schmo, who read some books. I read books. But this is a really simple idea. Creative destruction is a really simple idea. That's been around. It's been around sort of in one form or another, you know, been hinted at, but it's mostly considered to be Joseph Schumpeter's idea. Joseph Schumpeter was an economist, wrote a book in the, I think it was 1942, around there somewhere. And it's the idea that, so it's creative destruction. It's the idea that you need a vibrant economy, a vibrant free market capitalist free enterprise economy will see businesses destroyed on a regular basis. Businesses will be constantly destroyed. So bankruptcy, you know, businesses going belly up is not necessarily a bad thing, but it depends on why they're going belly up. So, because if a business goes belly up because the free market, remember I talked about the free market is a participatory system where you and me and everybody else, we all get to decide what businesses thrive, what businesses survive, and what businesses die. We just say, we choose not to go to a store, a sandwich shop, a deli, let's say somebody opens a deli and it's terrible. We're just not gonna go there. It's terrible, it's overpriced, it's slow, it takes forever for them to make a sandwich. So we don't go there, it goes out of business. Well, that process is creative because in the process of, we have destroyed that deli. We've killed it. And now what we want is somebody else to come along and do it better. And so now you may drive by a shopping mall and you see, that deli went out of business. And then you drive by a month later and there's a new deli there, a new something. And so that the people who work there, that building, the equipment, the money, the capital, it's all been reallocated. It's all been reused, repurposed. Just by somebody else who's gonna try something else. Maybe he'll try a deli, or maybe he'll try a shoe store or something. But that process is what keeps the pressure on for innovation. That's what drives innovation. It's competition. So competition is what kills off businesses. So it's, you know, and this idea was you know, and this is the difference between a communist country and a capitalist country. And, you know, in the Soviet Union, you had no, Soviet Union has had a very low, if not a zero, bankruptcy rate, because the businesses were essentially owned and operated by the government. So the government, no matter how bad they were, the government kept them afloat. Either by completely outlawing all competition or by just continuously bailing them out. So I think it's important to see the difference there between a country like the Soviet Union and a country like America. And it's important to when we look at our government bailing out certain businesses. You know, and look, a lot of us got bailed out, but why did we have to get bailed out? You know, a lot of small businesses got bailed out because of the pandemic, because of the government's response to the pandemic. The government shut everybody down and just killed millions of small businesses. Now, some of them, they kept afloat by giving them checks, but a lot of those small businesses, they couldn't, those checks, those PPP loans or whatever, they weren't enough to keep them afloat. But see, the big businesses like Home Depot and Target and Walmart and Amazon, well, they thrived. So, you know, this is a, it's an example of a government picking who dies and who lives. And it's not us. We're not doing it. We're not the ones making the decisions. We're not the ones choosing who lives and who dies. It's government. And that is a very, that's, you know, when you look at the United States, and this is what I talk about all the time. I talk about how the Democrats are communists, and that's what they are. They are communists. And this system is communism. This system where the government, where we don't really have a free market, a free, participatory, competitive, robust, innovative market where businesses rise and fall according to how well they please their customers. We're getting to the point where America is, it's all about if the government likes you or not, and it's all about, and if businesses, a lot of businesses go out of business because of what the government does, because the government is over-regulating over-regulating, over-taxing, and also, and like I've said before about ESG scores, that's, yeah, I did a whole episode called ESG is Communism, and yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, it's basically where it doesn't matter how good a business pleases you. You know, if somebody has a deli, let's go back to the deli example. If somebody has a deli and they make great sandwiches, oh my God, it's so good, it's inexpensive, it's fast, everybody's nice, it's delicious, you love going in there. But if their ESG score isn't high, they get starved of capital. Maybe they've just got the wrong, maybe they just vote the wrong way. They've got the wrong political leanings. Yeah, and they're just, you know, they're going to get debanked. You know, the government, the people in government will decide whether they live or die. And then you got this process of businesses now are basically, they don't care what you want. They don't care what you want. They want to please the government. They want to please their overlords. And I think that, so the idea of creative destruction is we want a country where we have this birth and death, this constant birth and death. You know, the communists, it all stems from guys like Karl Marx. I mean, the communists like Karl Marx, they saw this process of birth and death as volatility. It's a crisis. And they had to, it had to be solved. This is one of the problems that communism tried to solve. This is one of the problems that communism tried to eliminate. We have to eliminate this volatility, this business is dying and people losing their jobs. We have to stop all this insanity. But what you do is, the way you do that is by controlling every business, making sure that every business is the same, every business does the same thing, so the people in the government will control the business, the people in the government will tell the business how to run it. You know, and this is what I say all the time about communism, this is what the communists always say, and the socialists, they always say, well, you know, it wasn't real communism, or it wasn't real socialism, and so it was never, well, you know, real socialism has never really been tried. Real communism has never really been tried. And the problem is that, the problem obviously is that real communism is unworkable. Real socialism is unworkable. If we all own the factory, Well, then who makes the decisions about what the factory makes? Who makes the decisions about what price the factory will sell the widgets at? Who decides what materials are going to be used in the factory? Who makes the decisions? If everybody owns it. And this is what I always say about communism and socialism. It's the same thing with socialism. It erects and empowers a political ruling class. Because you may say that, we all own the factory, but no, you don't own the factory. You may technically own the factory, but the people in charge, the political ruling class, will decide what the factory makes. They will make all the decisions. You will just shut up, keep your head down, and do your job. That's why communism and socialism creates these stagnant economies. And I think that's what we're in danger of here in America. We're in danger of becoming a stagnant economy because our government pokes around and meddles and tinkers with everything, with everybody's business. They don't know what they're doing. They're the stupidest people in the world. And look at right now with the oil companies. Now the Democrats want to nationalize the oil companies. They're going to nationalize the oil companies. If they get their way, the Democrats will nationalize everything. Everything big, everything large. They'll nationalize it all. They'll put everything under the control of the federal government. They will nationalize the oil industries. They'll look at the airlines. Look at Pete Buttigieg, had his flight canceled the other day. And now he's gonna command that the airlines not cancel flights. And he's gonna fine them if they do. But he's not asking, well, why are they canceling flights? What are the reasons why these things happen? They're doing the same thing with the oil and gas companies. Well, they're gonna order the oil companies to lower prices. Well, you can't just order people to lower prices. You have to ask, why are the prices so high? But see, Democrats don't care. They're stupid, and they don't think about any of this stuff. They're communists. And what they're gonna do is just put everybody under the control of the government. The government will bark orders, and the airlines will be forced to, if they cancel a flight, they get fined. So maybe they won't schedule the flight. They'll just not schedule as many flights. That way they'll be sure not to cancel anything and they won't get fined. Who suffers? You'll suffer. You will suffer because now there's fewer flights. Oh, you want to fly to Florida for vacation? Yeah, well, all those flights are full for the next 2 months. Good luck. So, and it's the same with gas. You're going to order us to lower prices? Well, I mean, if you're ordering us to lower prices, then, or if you're ordering us to produce more, but you're not reducing all of the regulatory compliance costs that make it really, really expensive and uneconomical for us to pump more gas, pump more oil, well then, why would we pump more oil? We're gonna see the same thing with food. We're gonna see the same thing with everything because America is turning into the Soviet Union. It's turning into a communist country. So I think that it's just a good idea to take a step back every once in a while, look at a simple concept like creative destruction. Businesses go out of business for good reasons, and then they go out of business for bad reasons, or the government doesn't allow them to go out of business, it just nationalizes them. The government does all kinds of stupid stuff and runs these businesses to the brink of death. And then just nationalize, either bails them out with your money, just bails them out, or nationalizes them, and just assumes ownership of them, which is what the which is what Democrats and the communists will probably do with just about anything. Anytime there's a problem with anything, they're going to nationalize it. Like, I mean, they've already nationalized the student loan industry. They nationalized it under Obama. We want a country where businesses go out of business because you and I make the decisions, because you and I drove them out of business because they were terrible, and we want them to go out of business, and we want some new, another entrepreneur to sweep in and repurpose all those resources, the land and the buildings and the people and the machines. We want them to put them to better use and do something better with them. But if we become a country where that just doesn't happen anymore, no entrepreneurs are coming in because the government will just run them out of business too, or just nationalize them too, and there's just no incentive because the Democrats are demonizing profit. You know, we see this all the time. The Democrats demonize profit. So if you want to open a business, yes, maybe you have a passion for something. Maybe you love hats and you want to make hats, and you just love this feeling of when somebody comes in and buys one of your hats. You love that feeling, but you also want to make a profit, because that's how you fund your life. That's how you go and buy food. You take that profit and you go and you buy a house, you go buy food, you go on vacation. But if the Democrats are going to outlaw profit, are going to demonize profit, are going to restrict and limit your profit, well, now you have less incentive to open that new business. And we're going to have, and so the old businesses that are going out of business are either not going to be replaced, or the government is going to have to bail them out. And if they were going out of business because they suck, well, then they're going to bail them out, and you're just going to prolong the suckiness, right? So it's just a big disaster that this country is turning into a big freaking disaster. And so I think that, I don't know, this is a, I know I'm kind of rambling here, but this is one of those little issues that underlies the communists, the Democrats. You know, they generally will look at it, oh, these businesses go out of business, that's a bad thing. And yes, it can be a bad thing if they go out of business for the wrong reasons, but it's a good idea, it's a good thing if they go out of business for the right reasons, and we shouldn't bail them out. We shouldn't bail businesses out. You know, your money should not be used to bail failing businesses out. Businesses that, if the business is failing because they're not doing a good job, if they're failing because the government is destroying their business model, well, then the solution isn't to bail them out. The solution is to get the government to stop destroying their business model. So that's what we need to do. We need to get the government out of get these communist Democrats. We have to get them to stop meddling and tinkering with the economy and with businesses, because they don't know what they're doing. They're incredibly stupid and dangerous people. So that's it. That is episode 80. I should just stop there. So, all right, I will see you, you know, and as always, if you like this podcast, give me some good ratings, share it with everybody. And, you know, we can win, Republicans and libertarians, we can win elections. We can defeat the Democrats. The Democrats are communists. We can defeat the Democrats if we focus on, we're the guys who are going to leave you alone. We're the guys who are going to leave the survival and death of businesses up to the free market, up to the participatory system. Where the people, we're the Power to the People Party. We're the people who believe in power to the people. The Democrats are the Power to the Government Party. Power to the government. The government will control everything. The government will tinker and meddle and fix everything. And all they do is just make everything worse. So, okay, that's it. Now that's really it. All right. Okay, I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.